Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining the Raw Dog Food Truth. I'm your host, Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is what? It's our business. And where friends don't let friends feed kibble. My co-host is the fabulous, wonderful, holistic, and I'm meaning wholeheartedly holistic vet, Dr. Judy Jasek, J-A-S-E-K. How are you, Dr. Jasek, today?
Oh, doing great. I'm enjoying staying home and warm in this snowy weather. So yeah, we're back into wintertime here in Colorado, looks like.
Yep. We thought about going to the hot tub, but my gosh, the snow was a knee deep down in on our deck. So, you know, Rick, my husband loves to blow the snow and shovel snow. It's really, wow. You know, it's sort of like a woman who likes to clean. He likes to keep the deck clean and everything, but he's been so busy this morning, he hasn't done it yet. So, we'll probably head to the hot tub later, but yeah. We got lots of snow up here. It's awesome. But it's a good day to sit here and do podcast with you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Dr. Jasek, we're going to talk today about this craziness coming out of the veterinarian community. Oh my gosh, they need your help. They really need your help. You need to train these vets, Dr. Jasek.
I know. It's ridiculous. I get more and more disgusted all the time. The stuff I hear about the diets and this whole you have to feed grains or your pet's going to get heart disease or, you know, just everything being blamed on raw feeding. And it doesn't even make any sense. The stuff that's coming out. I mean, if a veterinarian would actually stop and think logically about what they're saying, like grain is an essential nutrient to prevent heart disease. Like what? Like it doesn't even make any sense. And then all the vaccines and pharmaceuticals and the over-medicating and pets are just getting sicker and sicker. It's really sad.
It is sad. So I want to talk about a very sad situation that came up yesterday. And I have a brand new pet parent, brand new to raw feeding. They have a 12-week-old puppy. He sends me an email and he says, I need to cancel my order. My dog got sick on your food. Well, you know what that does to me. That causes me to bristle. And so I have to call them and find out what in the world we're talking about. This is what he was talking about. He said, my puppy got a UTI. It's a female dog. Got a UTI, 12 weeks old. And the vet told him this. Your dog has a UTI because she is licking herself after eating the raw food. The puppy actually eats more kibble. They're mixing kibble and raw. The breeder was feeding kibble and raw, and he himself is mixing kibble and raw, which happens to be the From Puppy Gold, which I'll go over here in a second. But he said the majority of her diet is this kibble. And yet the vet said, your dog, it's either one of two things. Game the option. Pick one. They said it's either from licking herself, which I find that hilarious, from eating raw food, she's going to lick herself and get a UTI. Or they said the raw has way too much protein in it. So we're going to discuss the low protein myth along with this craziness. Please, please go get you a different vet. And also, Dr. Jasek, I asked because he said that the puppy had crystals. Which kind of crystals? I said, well, I don't know. They didn't say. This is just the typical, oh, your dog's on raw. That's the problem. But can a dog get a UTI from eating raw food and licking itself?
No, I would say no. I would say that's such a stretch. And you know, unfortunately, people don't ask enough questions. You know, Dee Dee, I've thought it would be just hilarious if I could, like, you know, take a dog in undercover or go in with somebody on like a visit to one of these vets and just somebody that like didn't know me and just start asking questions during the vet visit, because, oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. Because people don't ask questions. They don't say, well, why is that? They just, you know, the vet says, well, the RA is causing the UTI. Well, how does that work? Because that's another one of these things that doesn't make any sense. I think the insinuation is that, you know, raw food is laden with bacteria, which is what seems to be the uneducated point of view about raw food, and that all that bacteria stays in the dog's mouth. And then if they go to lick themselves, they're going to get a UTI. Well, dogs eat poop. You know, think about what puppies eat. Puppies eat everything under the sun. You know, puppies explore with their mouths. They're like children. And they are eating stuff that is full of bacteria like no tomorrow. And they're not coming up with, you know, infections from that, but they're getting infections because they're licking themselves after the raw food. Doesn't make any sense.
It absolutely doesn't. And the other thing is too, I'm surprised when I asked what kind of stones was it, because you kind of got to know what kind of stones are being formed if you're going to treat them. So there are several types of stones, urate, cysteine, and silicate, right? There's all these different types of struvite, stone. Do they have any evidence that could actually link it to the raw versus the kibble?
Yeah, right. The dog's eating kibble too. So why don't they?
Mostly kibble.
You know, why don't they blame the kibble, which, by the way, is a dehydrated food. It's like the worst thing for a healthy urinary tract is to eat a dehydrated diet, because then that puppy has to drink not only enough to like their maintenance water consumption, but they have to drink enough to make up for the fact that they're eating a food that's 10% moisture. So they have to drink. And I bet you anything that part of the reason that puppy got a UTI is because it's eating a dehydrated food and it's not drinking enough water and it's dehydrated. I bet that's part of the issue right there.
Exactly. Exactly. So I always say, look, all bets are off if you are mixing kibble. We can't really do anything about it until we take that out. And then let's take a look. Just like what you do, you take out everything. Let's just get down to the basics of the diet and then let's take a look at it. This was really, really disturbing to me that this vet said something like that. The next part of that was that they said there is too much protein. This is causing the UTI. Too much protein in the dog's food. What do you have to say about that?
Well, again, you know, raw feeding, well, the foods are not high in protein to begin with, because they have the adequate moisture content. It's a balanced whole food meal, and they're not high in protein, and they're an appropriate protein. The big problem with most dry foods is they get their protein from plants and grains like wheat and corn and legumes and lentils and peas and beans and all this stuff that dogs aren't meant to be getting their protein. So it's an inappropriate source of protein. So if you feed a food, especially a dehydrated kibble that's high in plant-based proteins, you are going to be in trouble. So, you know, that's where the high protein thing could be a problem. But when you're feeding a species appropriate, you know, normal moisture content protein, it's not a high protein food. It's like people, I was just talking to a client that asked me this question the other day that was in to see me. He said, well, what about the protein? And I had your website up because I was showing them. And I says, well, look at the percentage of protein and the blend I had up. And I think it was like 14 or 15%. And she was like, oh, because people think that it's meat. So it's like 100% protein, because it's all meat. Then you're like, 100% protein. There's no, you know, if it's a blend that has no produce or anything in it, especially. And she's like, oh, it's not as much protein as I thought. I'm like, right, because it's got, it's the appropriate moisture balance. So it's, it, people have to really get educated on how these values are measured, because raw food is not high in protein. And the fact that it's an appropriate protein and it has the appropriate moisture content makes it way healthier than any commercial food, and especially a kibble.
Denatured protein versus real bioavailable protein. Very, very different. It blew my mind, Dr. Jacek. Blew my mind. A really, really, really great article for anyone. Anyone who hears this low protein recommendation. Oh, your dog needs to be on a low protein diet. You don't want to have too much protein in the diet. There's a great article. It's called Feeding the Kidney Patient, the Low Protein Diet Myth. It's by Dr. William Faulkner, who is a holistic vet. And it's a great article. It's a great article. And do you know, Dr. Jacek, we may have talked about this before, where this low protein myth or research actually came from? Came from a rat study.
I know the very first kidney diet was Hill's. That was actually Hill's very first prescription diet was KD. And they started that, you know, they started with the kidney diet. And then, of course, you know, added on to that with many other prescription diets over time. But that was their, you know, first one. And it supposedly extended the life of a dog that they were working with or something or other. But that was the original kidney diet. But yeah, that doesn't surprise me that it's a rat study, because most studies, you know, are done on rice and mice and rats. Boy, I couldn't spit that one out. they're done on the little lab animals. And so, yeah, is it appropriate? And how much protein did they feed? I mean, the thing about a lot of these studies, you know, you have to look at how was the study done? Were they feeding, you know, 90% protein? I mean, you could make a pet sick, you know, by feeding enough protein, sure. But is that, you know, is that the same thing as feeding a raw diet? Probably not, because I can bet you in a lab situation where they're feeding a laboratory animal and doing this study, it's some, you know, commercialized processed protein source, which of course, if you feed enough of it, it's going to damage the kidneys.
Well, here's the thing. A rat is a herbivore. Okay. So why are we doing a protein study on a freaking rat? Can't apply the findings of tests on a herbivore to cats who are obligate carnivores, who means they must eat meat, or even dogs who are the, you know, ancestors of the wolves.
You know, I wanted to make a comment too about the crystals in this puppy's urine. Now, I don't have the actual urinalysis report, but the, you know, crystals form when the pH is off, is abnormal. And the type of crystal that forms depends on if the pH is too high or too low, typically. So, you know, a lot of times that's a lot of these urinary tract diets acidify the urine, because a lot of times crystals form when the pH goes too high. And I mean, you know, again, we don't know what kind of crystals this puppy has, but that's a profound abnormality in the metabolism of this young puppy that we have crystal formation. And I don't ever see crystals forming in dogs eating raw. It's like a non-issue. No, and I had more clients coming in, more kibble-fed patients. I'd see this type of thing all the time, because the pH gets out of whack and they get these crystals forming. And the body knows how to balance the pH. And what I would typically do on these kibble-fed dogs that have these chronic urinary tract problems, first thing, I put them on a raw diet. And about 90% of the time, all the problems would go away, because the body's getting the building blocks that it needs to balance the pH appropriately, and our problems go away. And then if they still have some issues, you know, we can usually help balance with herbs and other things. So I don't ever see these kind of urinary tract problems on pets that are fed exclusively raw.
I'm not sure how you can say my pet developed a UTI by eating raw and licking itself. If in fact the raw and the kibble is mixed together, I don't know if the vets hear themselves talking. We hear you loud and clear, and we think you sound very uneducated. I don't even understand. I am going to help you dress up. I'm going to disguise you, or we're going to put a camera on you, and we're going to take you in there. As I say to my pet parents all the time, I say, look, I don't expect you to be able to maybe back these vets in a corner like myself and Dr. Jasek and Neely Piazza and some of our veteran feeders can do, but that's what these podcasts are about. They're about helping you wake up, stand up, and snap out of it.
Yeah, and ask questions. Ask questions. You know, vets, I think, are never going to, you know, step outside of their little, you know, their boxes, their little comfort zones if they're not challenged. They're just used to putting this information out there and people believe it. You know, I had another case. I had a client. She actually printed out all of her medical records where she had taken her dog. I had talked to her just one time, and she printed, I mean, actually sent them to me like snail mail, which was kind of different, but along with a letter saying that, you know, her dog, you know, I recommended raw feeding, and her dog had had a history of digestive issues, and that the dog, after I had started working with her, the dog had had a flare up, and she went into the specialist, and they said, of course, you know, the dog flared up because it was the raw. So, you know, clearly I didn't know what I was doing because I recommended a, you know, inappropriate diet for the dog. And they put this dog back on. It's one of these hydrolyzed protein diets, which are like the worst things you can feed. Talk about over-processed, denatured protein. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, in a case like this, where the pet has a long history of medical issues, you don't just clear it up overnight. You don't clear it up by one change. You know, the pets, you know, as they make transitions to different diets, they can go through a detox. It takes their body a while to adapt, and there's going to be ups and downs. And it's not that the food is making them sick. It's that their body is adapting and their body is healing. I have another case. This is also, I believe, a client of yours, Dee Dee. She's out of state, I think in New York or something, chronic vomiting. At dog, just chronic vomiting. She emailed me, and it took a couple of months of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And she emailed me the other day, the dog has completely quit vomiting. You know, so it took a while, and, you know, I had to keep her kind of on board, you know, because she was ready to jump ship a few times. And thankfully, she stuck it out, and now her dog finally has completely stopped vomiting. But it takes some time, and there's just this knee-jerk reaction. You know, the conventional vets say, come off a raw, and people believe it because their pet's sick and they believe that that's the thing to do. But if you stick it out and you allow the body to balance and heal itself, it will. But it takes some time, and there can be some ups and downs. There's a lot of factors. So there's a lot of things we need to work through sometimes. So, you know, people need to have a little patience. There's no magic bullet out there. And, you know, we need to give our pets some time to adapt to these, you know, to these changes.
Let's not jump to conclusions and say, well, the raw diet caused my dog to get sick. If a raw diet causes your dog to get sick or develop a UTI, then we would want to look at that. We want to look at that and say, why? Something else would be going on. Because it's pure, raw, species appropriate. And I want to go back a little bit to this protein thing, this low protein myth. And, you know, I love this article in Dr. Faulkner's article. He talks about that it's a known fact that higher protein diets, and we're talking about real bioavailable protein diets. That means real animal proteins. That they improve the blood flow through kidneys. Okay, so we see a lot of kidney patients, and we hear this a lot when they come over. They say, well, we need a low protein raw diet. We're like, well, what is that? What's a low protein raw diet? Because again, their vets are thinking that they need to have low protein, but it's called perfusion. And that's when the blood flow is flowing correctly through the kidneys. And this is what causes the kidneys to be able to filter the waste properly. Low protein diets decrease blood flow. Kidney cell death increases when circulation through the kidneys is compromised. So blood flow is a good thing in every organ, as Dr. Faulkner says. So we've got to make sure that we've got a good amount of protein.
Well, the job of the kidneys is to, you know, essentially, you know, filter the blood in a sense, because the blood goes through the kidneys and then the kidneys take some stuff out, let some stuff go. So when kidneys aren't working well and you see these kidney values go up in the blood, like the urea level and like the creatinine, the kidneys should be clearing those from the blood, but they're not. And it's just like what you were saying, Dee Dee, if you don't have adequate blood supply to the kidneys can't do their job because the blood's not making it there. Like the blood has to be getting to the kidneys in order for the kidneys to filter this stuff out. And they balance the electrolytes, the salts in the body. And there's a lot of different things they do, but if the blood isn't getting there, they can't do their job. And protein is necessary for health. These cells cannot be healthy if they don't have an adequate amount of protein. It's like the building blocks for healthy cells. So they have to have a certain amount. And you know, the other thing too that's so important is in any diet, but you know, also the raw diet needs to be balanced. I mean, I see people that, you know, they're going and buying hamburger and throwing in some broccoli and calling it a raw diet. That's not balanced. You can't, you know, you're feeding mostly muscle meat. You are not going to be getting the mix of nutrients that the pet needs to be really healthy. So it's not, you have to make sure that it's not just about feeding a whole bunch of ground hamburger or ground turkey. You need to be adding in the organs and the tripe and the fish and all these other things that we talk about for that diet to be balanced, and not even necessarily about it being too high in protein, but you have to have all these other nutrients in there for it to be a healthy diet. I see a lot of people try to make diets on their own and really don't do a very good job. You know, business about, well, what's the best protein for my pet? And do I need to do allergy testing and all that? I think more and more all this allergy testing is just a waste of money, because I think it's totally a waste if the pet's being fed kibble because they're so inflamed that no allergy testing is going to be accurate. If you get them on a raw diet and you're doing this rotation, if there's a protein that's not agreeing with them, you're going to know it. Allergy testing, which a lot of times doesn't show us a cause and effect. We don't get the right information that tells us, okay, these foods are causing these symptoms. It's just not always that clean cut of a correlation. But if you watch your pet and see how your pet does on these different blends, or how much fish can they eat, or how much tripe can they eat, and you just watch, you know, it seems like sometimes people just tell me what food to feed. And I just want to be able to open that bag and pour the kibble in the dish and not have to think about it. Well, if you put a little bit of effort into doing this rotation and then just pay attention to your pet, see how they react, how do they feel on these different foods, you're going to know the best foods for them. It's not that hard. You just don't have to be doing these expensive blood tests.
All right, Dr. Jasek, we'll see you next week on the Raw Dog Food Truth.
Oh, snap, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business. Just snap.